I basically wanted to talk about, I don't know if you, I mean, if you're a blogger and if you are on Instagram and you're involved in social media, you might have seen this news piece that BuzzFeed posted in the morning today, which was about this 18-19 year old Instagrammer, O'Neill, that's her last name, and how she has finally removed all the content from her Instagram. And you know, she basically, I mean, I saw the article in the morning, and I saw the video she posted, and she's emotional and she's upset in the video, and I cried along with her, and I totally get it. I mean, she's a kid. I'm 35 years old, and I'm a blogger too, and I post on Instagram, and I work with brands, and I've been through all the things that she talks about, including the wanting to retouch and wanting to look perfect. And although I've never starved myself, but then I usually don't post photographs of myself in a bikini because I am conscious, and I, of course, I live in India. I have done a swimsuit shoot, and I am trying to work with brands that make lingerie, and it's, I can see how it's not an easy choice. For example, there are a lot of brands that have recently been launched in India and have been around earlier as well, where the ethics of how they make their products, whether it is sustainable, whether they're using sweatshops or not, is in question. You know, I mean, I have nothing against China or Bangladesh or Vietnam or Cambodia, but I do feel that if I have to buy clothes or buy products, that I am, that I'm okay wearing, I would rather buy stuff that I know has been made ethically, or at least to the best of my knowledge. So I've done a bit of my homework, and I know the international media has not questioned these brands, and their ethics have come out wanting. I'm not comfortable. I know they're really jazzy clothes, and these brands have a lot of money to spend to work with bloggers. But I just, it doesn't feel comfortable, and I don't think I'd be happy doing it in the long run. I mean, I do think that I might regret it. I mean, you know, not make as much money as I would like, but I think in the long run, I don't think it'll make that much of a difference, because how can you be okay wearing stuff that you know a child might have made? Where, you know, I've seen documentaries where people who've made these clothes go to the store to see what those clothes cost, and in some cases, you know, a $400 dress is, you know, that those $400 are what that person's entire year's salary is. Like, I can't do that. I mean, I have done that because I wasn't well informed. But in the day and age of the internet, that's not an excuse. And I don't shop those brands. I can't. I mean, there are people who are working for these brands, and they're nice people, I'm sure. I mean, but you know, it's just, I can't do that. So there's a lot of assignments that I have to say no to. There's a lot of money that I leave on the table because of this, but I'm okay with it. Sometimes I do feel that, shit, man, maybe it's not such a good decision and I should just take all the money in. But no, I mean, it's okay. I mean, I can make money otherwise. I don't have a problem. I'm not going to wear these brands. Not just that, a lot of these brands also, clothes just fall apart. So she does, O'Neill does mention that as one of the things where she doesn't even know, or she knew the clothes were made in a sweatshop, or the company's ethics were in question, but she still took the money and posted. And I think that's incredibly brave of her to do that video and to do those blog posts and to try and start a movement and to educate other bloggers. But I just feel really, really sad for her. She's just turned 19. Like, I am 35 and I feel the pressure of one, you know, wearing clothes and being a personal style blogger, and you know, wearing the latest stuff and trends and fashion and makeup and beauty and, you know, it's just, I can't. I've tried, but it just, I don't like it. After a while, it's like, this is not me. I'm not comfortable doing it. And so then I don't do it. And I know when you're young and you're ambitious, you probably will do these things. But I think it's that point of reaching a breakthrough. I think for her, it was a breakthrough. For a lot of people, it's a breakdown. And I'm in the middle of hopefully a breakthrough right now where I'm dissatisfied with what I'm doing. And a lot of people think that, oh, Naina has it made. You know, she's one of the leading lifestyle luxury bloggers in India. And, you know, she's making tons of money and it's, everything is fantastic and she gets to wear all these amazing brands. And it's, no, I mean, it's not, I mean, it's fine. It's work. I don't look at it as a status thing at all. It's not. If I'm good at making images, I'm a good photographer. So I want to work with brands that allow me to present more good photography and share that with whoever wants to see my work. I would like to connect with people on that basis. And I would like to connect with people. So that's the aspect that drives me. I've never retouched my body whenever I've posted anything on Instagram or my blog. I have retouched my skin because it's got marks and it's got pimples and zits and blemishes. And anyway, you know, I mean, then I'm like, I already put foundation on my face when I do makeup. So that's okay. So I have done that. But the last three cover-up posts that I've done, I haven't even done that. Because like, who cares? I mean, really, who cares? That's me. I mean, I don't retouch my face. I mean, you can put a bit of foundation and you've got a big bump and all. You still can't hide it. It's a physical bump. Shadows will show. It's going to show. I have naturally big eyes. I have decent eyebrows. I mean, it's fine. I have like a fake tooth. I broke one when I was a kid. It was a cycling accident. And there was a dentist I met once who said, oh, it looks like somebody put a chiclet in your mouth. And I'm like, I'm okay with it, you know. I mean, even if you want to do that dentist surgery thing to me for free, you can fuck off. I'm okay with it. I went around for 4 days with no tooth here when, you know, I was getting it replaced. And I was, what, 28 that time? No, I was around 20, 26. And I went to bars and pubs and I drank and I partied and I don't care. I mean, how does it matter, right? Like, it's just, it's a tooth. You can put in an artificial one. I mean, I broke it. And I know it doesn't look perfect. It's a little white and, you know, it looks a little fake, but fuck, it is fake. Like, whatever. But can you imagine a 19-year-old and the pressure? It's quite crazy. I mean, and it's okay. I mean, I post photos of myself with makeup, without makeup. I like doing makeup. I mean, I don't feel that I'm cheating anybody when I'm putting makeup. I enjoy it. I like the whole, you know, I used to sketch as a kid, as a teenager. So it's like this shading your eyes and shading your cheeks. And all. Like, I have no makeup right now. And I mean, I don't care. I mean, it's fine. Like, it's like, am I going to put makeup all the time, like when I go out on the road and if somebody sees me without makeup, like, yeah, who cares? It's fine, really. I mean, even if I'm a Bollywood or a Hollywood celebrity on an international platform, that's okay. But can you, I mean, I just feel so bad for O'Neill that I had a really good mentor for some time in the last few years, and that really helped, because someone who's senior, they don't even have to be in your own industry, but they have that experience. They've been there. They know what pressures are put on women in advertising, and you know, it's just listening to their perspective changes your own perspective, and I think that's helped me quite a lot. I'm still not completely comfortable with my body, and I feel that my arms are flabby and I have a tummy, and I'm not tall enough or I'm not thin enough. I mean, it's yeah, I'm not completely comfortable with my body, but I am not likely to get any kind of plastic surgery ever. It's okay. It doesn't matter in the long run. Main thing I think that puts a lot of pressure is your ability to make money. A lot of brands do expect you to look a certain way, but you know, if you're not a model walking on the runway whose thighs and tummy are being measured, I don't really think brands have that. Like, I think half of this pressure that we put on ourselves is in our own heads on what we assume a brand would expect from us. I mean, I don't think so, because if I was a runway model, maybe, but I'm not a runway model. I'm just a regular chick. I mean, I'm a photographer. I'm just a girl, and I don't, my own standards are more mental, and I need to be fit. I don't need to be thin. And I have always emphasized that you must disclose who you're working with, what, whether you're being paid. You don't have to tell them what you were paid, or, but it's nice to, you know, for your audience to know that this blogger is marketing a certain product for a certain brand. It's all right. There's no need to feel like, oh my God, I'll have to disclose this. Like, yeah, it's fine. It's a professional thing to do. I mean, as a photographer, for example, I work with clients, they hire me, I go and make amazing photographs. In some cases, the photographs of the event are way better than the actual event was. Clients have said this to me on email. Like, I have documented proof for this. So what does that mean? I mean, does that mean that I need to disclose and write that, oh, the event wasn't actually as pretty as it looks in the photos? No, I haven't retouched the photos, but I'm a goddamn good photographer. So the photos are great. So I put that on the blog and I say, hey, you know, this was the event and this client hired me as a photographer. It's the same for blogging. And it's like, hey, this client hired me to cover this event for them. Or hey, this client hired me to take a look at their products and experience them. You can't review makeup products if you don't know their chemical combinations and you're not a chemistry major, or how? Like, and everybody's skin is different, you know, makeup reacts differently. Some products work. It's like perfume. For some people, some perfumes work really well, some don't. It's the same for products. Like, I might like wearing denim shorts that are high-waisted, and a lot of other girls would be like, no, it sticks in my butt and I don't like denim. So does that mean that the denim product is not good? No, it's a personal preference. But if you write that, oh, I collaborated with this brand, people know, you know, that you're working with. This whole idea of deception, I don't even know where that comes from. I think it's because maybe at some level you feel guilty that you're getting paid to do this and many other people aren't. But I don't see what the guilt in that is. It's a business transaction. Brands have a marketing budget. They have a social media digital budget, and they're spending money on that. So it's a business transaction. If you feel that a brand is trying to buy your opinion and influence your opinion, then you say that my opinion might be a little influenced because they treated me really well. But you know, at the end of the day, I'd rather write about stuff that I'm actually using. Like, if this stuff that I wore, for example, and it was, something about it was slightly uncomfortable, I'll say that, yeah, I wore it and this is the first time I'm wearing it and that part was slightly uncomfortable. It might change in the future, and if it changes in the future, you come back and you re-edit it and put an asterisk and say, oh, hey, you know, actually it worked out really well. And a lot of brands think that that's not really valuable because now the post is 6 months old, and I completely disagree. Because stuff stays online, and you can Google search and you can come back to those posts. So I think it's nice to update that. That's the opportunity that digital media has over traditional media. You know, in traditional media, once it's printed, it's done. I mean, in the next issue, you can say, oh, error in the previous issue. But, you know, it's not part of the same story. Some people might not have read that same story. So I totally understand the pressures, and even though I'm 35 years old, it's like, oh my God, and you know, should I do makeup? Should I not do makeup? Would I actually wear this stuff outside? Like, would it be part of my wardrobe? Is it age appropriate? So you have to decide that, and I think it helps to speak with someone who's senior in the industry. Like, just do it. It's this, a lot of people are open, a lot of people share stuff, and I don't think being a blogger or being an Instagrammer means that your physical connections with people don't exist anymore. I mean, there are, for example, right now, you know, it's about to be Diwali in India and the traffic is insane. And, you know, the internet allows me to talk with my friends who are in the US or acquaintances or people that I know online. And, you know, tomorrow a friend of mine's coming over and we'll sit for a bit and chat. And I still go out and meet people. I hang out with my family. I don't have too many friends. But I don't think that's because of the internet or because I've isolated myself. I am still in the process of making friends. Just in the last 6 months, I've made two really kick-ass female friends. And I don't think you should feel that the internet is isolating you. I think it empowers us and connects us. So it's just talk to people. Just really have a conversation. Even if you disagree, go get a coffee, drink a beer, and it's all right to disagree. But don't feel that you're alone, because fuck, you aren't. And you know, I also feel that, oh, I've been tweeting today and I was like, oh my God, I'm dissatisfied and I'm feeling the sense of despair. You know, I want more. And I look at people like Joe Rogan and Tim Ferriss and I see the things that they're doing. And I get this whole angst about, oh my God, am I doing enough with my life? Like, is it just okay being just a blogger, like just a photographer and just doing visual images of stuff that already exists? Like, is there any meaning to my work? These are existential questions that come and go, especially for, I think, people who work in the creative field. You're constantly questioning what your work is worth, whether, you know, you're doing enough. Are you spending enough time with your family? Are you spending enough time with your friends? Do you have enough time for yourself? So this is, I think, a constant thing. And the last time I asked myself this question, are you happy with your life right now, was in 2004. And after 11 years, I find myself asking that same question. And it does have to do a lot with being online and being on social media. And for some reason, believing in your head that because you have 50,000 followers, for example, that you have 50,000 people who look forward to seeing what you have to say. It's unless you actually connect with some of those people, at least, it's just a number. Those aren't really people per se. Like, maybe 1% of them are people that you actually interact with. They ask you questions and you talk to them, and you know, somebody asks me a question and I make a video. So it's, but still, I would still prefer to actually be like, okay, you know what, Thursdays from next week, I'm going to be at Khan Market from 12 o'clock till 4 o'clock and come meet me. Like, I've been thinking about doing that for so long, but I'm scared to actually do that because I don't know if anyone will A, show up, and what the people who show up, I don't know if, you know, I will be who they expect me to be. Because you, even though you see me blogging and the stuff that I share online, I don't share everything. I mean, I have my private moments with my family and my friends, and I don't write about everything. I don't have the time to do that. I try to keep a balance between my real life that I'm actually living and, you know, stuff that I put online. Like, there's this quote that somebody said that don't compare your real life with someone's online demo reel, show reel. Because we tend to put that, I have put stuff of myself like that looks ridiculous. Like, I once tried pure salicylic acid on my face to do like a skin peel 7-8 years ago, and I burnt my face because I ended up putting the salicylic acid only on some spots and it was really high concentration, so I got burns. And what did I do? I took a photo of myself and I put it online. It's still there. It's okay. So I feel comfortable with that because I think it's all right. I think all of us have this, you know, we all do weird shit in our lives and it's cool. I mean, I've had, living in a city like Delhi, I have had clients tell me, can you please park your car like a block away and then come, because you know this is a high-end event and you drive an Alto. And I'm like, wow, like that person actually said it, and I don't even know how many other people are there who think it, don't say it. And I don't care, you know, it's a car, it moves you from point A to point B, and whether it looks like an Alto or it looks like a Bentley, I mean, I'd love to sit in a Bentley, I mean, sure, that'll be one heck of an experience, but it's just a car. It's okay. So it's, yeah, I mean, I want to travel to amazing places, and so working with brands is a great way to do that because you get paid to do that. But that's not my ultimate goal, that all my vacations should be paid for by brands, because fuck, you're still working. It's not a vacation. I want to take my vacations like on my own. And what was the other thing? I mean, it's just this whole pressure. I think a lot of times it's just we ourselves think that there's so much pressure. Actually, there isn't. You just put a contract. These are things you want to do. You have to decide. And you'll always have constant evolution where you're questioning, should I do this? Should I do that? And then you find your way. Trial and error, A, B, C, D, A, B, C, D. Oh, B looks better. Let's do B. Let's do more of B. What kind of B? You know, type 1, type 2, type 3, type 4. Ooh, type 3 looks nice. So B, type 3 looks nice. Okay, after a few more years, you're like, maybe this new combination. Oh, suddenly I have a new interest in this thing. So maybe I can combine it with this thing. That's what I struggle with. I'm at a point right now where I'm a little tired of the whole nonsense of the kind of inquiries I get for blogging, and it's just the level of professionalism is just non-existent. Photography is slightly better because I can do one assignment in a month and I'm okay with it, but now I'm having trouble, like, you know, I've been wishing that, oh my god, I just want to take 3 months off, like just do nothing, and finally I'm actually able to do that. Like for the next 3 months, I can do nothing. Like my rent is sorted. I can take another vacation. I don't have to worry about anything. And now that I'm actually doing it, that I don't want to do anything, I'm sitting and staring at the wall and going, what the fuck should I do? So that's the angst that's bothering me right now. And it's so strange having all this free time and not knowing what to do with it. So I go for walks, you know, I do laundry, I listen to the Joe Rogan podcast. I mean, I don't really know what to do. But right now, anyway, the traffic is so fucked outside that it's like I don't even want to go out anywhere. So that's, I think, making it worse. I go and see my family every week, and I'm trying to meet up with friends, but I want to do more. Like, I want this whole thing of, you know, when I'm doing something with my hands. I don't know, maybe I'll try to paint again. It's been a while. But yeah, I don't want to just blog or just photograph. I feel like I need more meaning in life. I mean, all my empathy with O'Neill and any of you girls, young girls who are blogging, who are, you know, making money on Instagram, I mean, you want to talk to me, please just you know, send in an email. My email is everywhere. It's youtube@nena.co. just write to me. I might not respond immediately because there's like a shit ton of email that I usually get, but maybe I'll do another video, and you're not alone is all I want to say, because that's what I keep telling myself. Otherwise, I would drive myself totally crazy. I know I'm not alone. I know there are other 35-year-old women out there who have suddenly, after working so hard for so many years, suddenly have free time and they don't know what the fuck to do with it, and it's driving them crazy. And that's the hope I have, and that I will be okay. And hugs to you, O'Neill. I wish I could hug you in person. And you're just a kid. I mean, it's fine. It's great to have such a breakthrough at this age. I think that's fantastic. And you're doing great work and you'll be fine. You'll be fine. Just, yeah, hang in there. And that's what I keep telling myself. Hang in there, Nena. You can do it. Okay, thank you so much for listening. And yeah, I mean, leave a comment. Someone called me a retard recently and I was like, oh dude, you're late to the party. I mean, my family and friends certified me a retard years ago. So yeah, it's cool, you know. I mean, it's cool, chill, peace. And next video soon. See ya.